We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Every stage of life has value.
Even if Putin got assaulted, it would be on Fox.
We must turn the tides.
I'm an attorney. It's access to all my privileged communications.
None of us come to work imagining that.
America is a shining city on a hill.
I'm actually going to probably have to run for president now.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us. I'm Mark. Glad to be back. It was a great vacation, but a long one, believe it or not. 7 days. I wrapped a Monday and a Friday around the week and had a great time. Scott J. Gowan here with us this morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. And now Carl's off.
Carl's taking a little, he's fishing, I think, right?
He is. He's fishing in Canada.
In Canada.
Hey. I saw drone footage of this place that he's at, and I think some of the Blues owners or family are part of this whole game.
Oh, nice.
My God, it's amazing. I'm so jealous.
Nice. I'm sure they're having a great time. We'll look to hear those stories next week. Frank Ladd in the studio with me this morning. Sue Thomas will get you to work. However you got here, thank you. We're up live on Facebook, the app. We appreciate that. You can also download the podcast a little bit later there at 971talk.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So today is a big day over in Illinois. It is primary day. They got Supreme Court elections today.
Yeah, well, right? Primaries.
Primary.
There's two contested seats this year.
Okay.
That's unusual. One of them has a primary for both parties today.
Got it.
Four Republicans, three Democrats. And again, the majority right now is 4-3 in favor of the Democrats.
So all right.
Those two seats could be a huge
that
impact.
Yeah, that could be big. Plus, we got congressional seats up. The governor's race in the primary is taking place today as well. Corinne Clark is joining us this morning, co-founder of FreePressFail.com. Corinne, welcome in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. So we got, we got primaries today, not only in Illinois, but New York, Oklahoma, Colorado, Utah, and a couple of runoffs, right?
Yeah, it's the first primaries we've seen since the official ruling on the Roe v. Wade decision last week. So I think a lot of political pundits are putting a lot of weight in these primaries specifically to see if there's any major impact of that kind of landmark decision.
Yeah, you know, I see, you know, I want to focus again on Illinois, but I did see where the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, I think I'm pronouncing her name correct, is trying to be the first female elected to the state's highest office. Does she have a primary opponent up there?
She does. I know that there are a lot of competitive races. I know she's trying really hard. Unfortunately,
yeah.
She's trying to make this race now about this life issue. But she has all of the baggage of COVID. So we're putting a lot of weight in one issue. I know that's what she's trying to do, but I think if she's not successful, or a lot of these candidates, if they're not successful, it'll be due to a lot of issues, not just this one.
Sure, sure. And redistricting is playing a role in this year as well, because in Illinois, for example, we've got Rodney Davis, who's been a congressman over there for a long time. The Democrats basically merged a couple of congressional districts.
Yeah, to the demise of Adam Kinzinger.
Right.
of the whole January 6th committee fame. He actually is not running at all anymore because they dissolved his district completely. Illinois Amen. Is looking a lot different than it used to. And that happens every few years, and we'll see how that goes. But it should be a tough race for Rodney. He's kind of a moderate candidate, so it'll be interesting to see who he pulls out on his side this
year. Yeah, and Mary Miller, who got the endorsement, obviously, of President Trump, former President Trump, we're seeing all the ads here. I mean, they're spending a lot of money in the St. Louis market on ads for that race. You think this is another test of the former president's endorsements?
I think that we've seen time and time again that Trump voters are actually pretty independent of Trump's endorsements. Sometimes they like the candidate Trump endorses, and sometimes they don't. I think Mary Miller is pretty popular with the Trump crowd. They'll come out and support her, but it's funny. You'll see one race where Trump endorses and no one listens to him. And you'll see another one where everybody is really happy to get behind the candidate. And that is, I think it really has to do more with the candidate than with Trump's endorsement.
Yeah, and I think his impact has always been bigger when he's on the ballot. His coattails have tended to be really long when he's on the ballot, as opposed to these, although he's got a pretty good record in his endorsements. And in this Miller case, they're trying to make a big deal out of a slip of the tongue she had this weekend talking about right to life when it sounded like she said something like white life or something. And I listened over the weekend as the left tried to make hay out of that. And it sounded to me like just a simple slip of the tongue.
Oh, absolutely. I think that that is one of the things they kind of overplayed their hand on. As anyone who's ever done any kind of speaking publicly or on the radio like this, gosh, I probably misspoke at least five times already. It seemed really like a simple mistake to me. And right to life is kind of a mouthful to say. So I can definitely see how that happened on accident. And I don't think there was anything there. They're really, really trying to make something out of that. But I didn't see it either.
Corinne Clark, our guest, co-founder of FreePressFail.com. I see that you have up on your website this morning that video of Nancy Pelosi trying to elbow that child out of the way this weekend. she's denied that that's what she did, but it's Myra Flores' daughter. And she just said all these nice things about Myra Flores. Then they're posing for a picture, and you can see her elbow the little girl off to the side.
Yeah, what I thought was most surprising is I think, you know, on a stage you can get a little crowded up there, but she made no effort to apologize. She doesn't pat her. She doesn't say sorry or anything like that. And that makes it seem a little more intentional than accidentally bumping into her on stage.
Yeah, I don't know how you could look at that and not see it for what it is. She could have put her arm around the child and embraced her, and instead she bumped her out of the way. I guess she didn't like the kid being that close to her. It's very, a very strange video. I would encourage people to go watch it if they think we're just making it up. I don't know. Corinne Clark, listen, thank you, and I hope people check out the website, freepressfail.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good to get her on this one. It's an interesting website. They cover a lot of these stories, like the Pelosi story and some of these issues with the primaries around the country. We'll talk more about that, particularly the Supreme Court situation that Scott mentioned, the primary that's going on in Illinois. People are spending a lot of money in these primaries. Did you see that turnout for Donald Trump this weekend in Southern Illinois? I mean, honestly, huge, huge turnout. People waited hours out in the blazing sun, including, I think, a few members. I think Annie Fry was out there and Brad Range and a few other people. Hannah from her show, heard them talking about it yesterday as well. We're going to get to a quick break. 314-241-9797, bottom of the hour, John Lamping. There's some new polls out in the Missouri Senate race. We'll talk to John about that and more coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. I leave for a week and somebody screws up my computer over here. I'm trying to play sound. It's not working. All right.
Something's going on this morning because Yahoo was down across the world this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was like, what's wrong with my Yahoo? And then I Googled it. And
well, you know it's not big tech not because they wouldn't hijack themselves, right? You got to figure.
You still use Yahoo?
Mail.
It says Yahoo the person mail. Who has AOL.
But then I Googled it.
You still have an AOL email address?
Yes, so it's my primary address. Primary
wow.
account, yeah.
Wow, I've got an SBC Global one wow, from years
AOL.
Ago.
Hmm.
I know, right? I know. Listen to this. Again, brace yourselves, because I don't generally like playing this voice on my radio show, to be honest with you, because it's like nails on a chalkboard. But you have to hear the overreaction from the left to this Roe v. Wade decision and the hatred that there is out there for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Just wait. Here you go.
We're not in the Constitution either.
Well,
we were not even people
he is
in
saying
the Constitution.
Nothing is precedent anymore.
Well, you better hope Clarence. That they don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife who happens to be white, because they will move back. And you better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution. You're back to being a quarter
we're
of a person.
We're back to the 50s.
Because that's not going to work either.
You know
we'll
what?
Be right back.
So Whoopi is convinced that next, the Supreme Court's going to bring back slavery. That is the overreaction to the left on all of this. And if you missed the soapbox this morning, I would encourage you to go back and to play it. We'll have it up on demand for you there at 971talk.com/Cox, and I'll share it to the Facebook page later. And basically, I'm laying out the case as to why this is the progressive left in this country is overplaying their hand on the reaction to this abortion case. They're pinning all of their hopes and dreams on the fact that this is going to change the outcome of election turnout in November, because they've come up with some polls showing that Democrats have picked up 10 points in generic ballot tests. What does that even mean? We're going to talk to my friend John Lampkin coming up here in just a couple of minutes about some new polling that's out in Missouri and what's going on with the Senate race here. But here's what I'm telling you. When you poll people as to the important issues, you know what comes up first? The economy, high inflation, high gas prices, high food prices. These are the things that hit people in the wallet right now. Most people don't get abortions, and it's not something that's at the top of their radar. This is not going to have the impact the left thinks it will at the ballot box this fall. It's just not, because the people that are up for election this fall can't change this. You're not voting on the Supreme Court. You're not voting for president. I think they're really overplaying this, but basically they don't have anything else. Because I paid $6.45 for a gallon of diesel during my vacation. Had no choice. Just telling you. Coming up, we'll talk to former Senator John Lampkin about the Missouri Senate race. We'll be back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's me or him, and the poll came out this weekend that had me ahead by 5 points. And so I think your choice is, do you want a quitter or do you want a fighter? Somebody, all these cases we talked about, who's taken on the Biden administration on illegal immigration, on vaccine mandates, on masking in schools, been unafraid to get into these important fights and go and win. And that's the mentality and the spirit I'm going to take the United States Senate, because our country's on the line. I think the next decade is going to be the most consequential decade since the Civil War in this country, because there's a lot of questions that we're going to have to answer that we've never really actually been asked before.
Yeah, Eric Schmidt there, obviously Attorney General, Senate candidate, bragging about taking the lead in a new Remington poll that came out that was released by the Missouri Scout, I believe, yesterday. The Greitens campaign claims that it's a biased poll and it's not reflective of the numbers they're seeing. But it's the first significant lead I've seen for Schmidt in one of these polls. Let me get to John Lamping, former Missouri senator, get his take on the whole thing. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, great to have you on here again. Great to be back in the chair. So much to talk about. And we still don't have a Donald Trump endorsement in this race.
No, pretty amazing. We're a month from Tuesday is election day. But, you know, his endorsements, obviously, in Illinois came very late. He endorsed over the weekend. But I think just overnight he endorsed a U.S. Senate candidate, Blake Masters, in Arizona. So you would think somewhere between now and, next Tuesday, I don't think he endorses on 4th of July, he would make his endorsement. To not make an endorsement in this race is still a distinct possibility.
How do you feel about the results of this Remington poll? Because the Greitens folks are on the record as saying that it's biased. It's a subsidiary of Axiom Strategies, and which they claim is representing Eric Schmidt, and that's why he looks so good in this poll.
Well, I think there's really not a whole lot of new news here. Axiom Strategies, for your listeners, Jeff Rowe is the campaign manager for Eric Schmidt's campaign, and Axiom Strategies is his company. So this is a Jeff Rowe-owned poll.
Right.
But it tells us the same thing that we've known all along, that there's three people that are within the margin of error. I actually think that Remington had Eric Schmidt in the lead 3 or 4 months ago. And so I think the only news in this poll is not new news, and it's that we've got three candidates that are all lumped together, and none of whom can break away from each other.
What do you think the impact is going to be of the Roe over being overturned? I've argued that this is not going to have the impact Democrats think it will. I don't deny that they're going to try to ramp up protests, are going to encourage people taking to the streets and all of that to make it seem like a bigger deal than it is. But at the end of the day, the only way we'll know if this is going to have the impact that they think it is in statewide elections, correct? Because they need to overturn state legislatures to get rid of trigger laws and things like that.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. There's not enough time left in this election cycle for Roe to really change the landscape. The Roe decision will be more significant as we go forward beyond this election cycle into all the rest of the election cycles. Because up till now, the abortion industry are huge contributors primarily to the federal office holders. And if, in fact, this fight now goes to the state level, that money will shift and go to the states. Places like Missouri where, we have trigger laws and we're essentially without abortion right now, you can fully expect that there will be a ballot initiative in the not-too-distant future specific to this issue. And so the fight's going to take place at the state level, and in places it can be won legislatively by the pro-abortion group, it'll be done legislatively. And in places like Missouri where it can't be, it'll be by a ballot initiative. And then our stupid ballot initiative process where you can change our Constitution with a simple majority will come back to haunt us once again.
Amen. And I've brought that up before the legislative session was over. I'm like, why can't you fix this? Well, they kept referring, and I say they, Dave Schatz, who I talked to, and others, they were looking at polling that said the majority of Americans weren't that concerned about the initiative petition current requirement and didn't think the threshold needed to be raised. Well, I'm sorry. You ought to see this train coming down the tracks that if Roe gets overturned, they're going to spend millions of dollars on slickly produced campaign ads to try to get this ensconced in the Missouri Constitution.
Yeah, the sad reality is, and I know we've talked about this before, is that ballot initiatives are the highest margin and most profitable business to political consultants. Political consultants can make a certain amount of money running campaigns, but it's the initiatives where tens of millions of dollars can go into an issue. and the profit margins could be 20 or 30%. So to the extent that the political consultants control the legislature, that's a big reason why we don't have a change to the that threshold of 50%. I will tell you, though, that I think that, you know, back in around Christmas time, I suggested to you that I think Schmidt would win this race even without the endorsement. And the reason for that then was that his campaign would be very well organized, and they would have a really sound political arc, and then he would have the resources to prosecute his case.
Right.
And I think you saw that in action last week. So as soon as Roe happened, then Eric Schmidt's campaign came out. Well, first of all, as Attorney General, he announced that we have trigger laws, and then his campaign leveraged that announcement. Now, I will tell you, Eric Schmidt was in the General Assembly for 8 years, and in 8 years, Eric Schmidt never sponsored pro-life legislation. So he voted the right way, but he never took the lead on that. And in the 4 years that I was there, he never spoke about pro-life legislation on the floor, in the press. But still, see, this is where his organized campaign, it makes it look as if Eric Schmidt's the one who, by announcing the trigger laws, that he's the one who actually got rid of abortion in the state of Missouri. So that's just an example. His campaign is so well organized. Now, I will tell you that, you know, we're up against this Trump endorsement or not. And the Schmidt campaign, don't be surprised if at the 11th hour that Trump comes in for him. I know for a fact that Trump is being bombarded by very large donors. The donors to Schmidt's campaign are down making their case for him. And again, for Schmidt, I think if there's no endorsement, I think he has the advantage because of his campaign. And obviously, if he's endorsed, then it'll be over. I mean, he'll win this race if he gets the endorsement of Trump. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for having a very well-structured, very well-funded political campaign. I think in a lot of ways, it's probably his race to lose right now.
All right, John, I tell you, man, that's a bold prediction. He thinks there's going to be a Trump endorsement sometime in the next week. If indeed that happens, we'll get you back on here and let you toot your own horn. How about that?
Sounds great, Mark.
All right, thank you.
Good to have you back. Enjoy your week.
I appreciate you, John. Former Missouri Senator John Lamping there, expecting a Trump endorsement soon in the Missouri Senate race. Should be interesting. Hey, by the way, we got in other news coming up with the Scott Jagow next. Then Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, she's one of the Senate candidates. She's going to join us this morning at 7:15, and it is 2A Tuesday. Do we have anything to talk about today? Oh, yeah, by the way, California and some of these left-wing states have already started changing their concealed carry laws because of that Supreme Court decision last week. We'll kick it around with Cam Edwards coming up at about 7:37.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news, brought to you by Scott.
The Associated Press analyzed voter registration data from the past year, and guess what, Mark? More than 1 million voters across 43 states have switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Nowhere is that shift more pronounced than in the suburbs, where the AP says well-educated swing voters who turned against Trump's Republican Party now appear to be swinging back.
Wow. And I read where the change was in the 600,000 range for Democrats. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much bigger. Yeah, 400,000 or 500,000 plus. That's good. I'm not surprised by that at all. And again, like I said earlier, I'm not convinced the Supreme Court decisions of the past week changed that.
Yeah, this AP research says more than 1 million voters across 43 states are going to the GOP.
Good news.
It's that time of year when new laws go into effect. July 1st is coming up. A statute in Florida makes it illegal for anyone in a car to turn up their radio too loud. So if you can hear it from 25 feet away, you can get a ticket. And there's extra punishment for over pumping up the jam near a church, hospital, or school.
Wow. Thank God they don't do that around here. I mean, Sue Thomas would be in major trouble. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that right, Susan? Oh, we don't have her.
I don't think she's
there.
Oh,
I thought she was listening to us.
Yeah, I kind of want to get her opinion on that.
I just love that when I'm sitting at a stoplight and you can hear thump, 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 thump. You can hear the bass in the car four cars back.
Right, and the car is like expanding.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. The windows are kind of bulging when they do that.
No, I think it's an interesting law, and I'm curious to see how they're going to enforce it or whether they will enforce it or, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, I already see the lawsuits coming on that one. Yeah.
Well, some of the biggest chain retailers are doing something that was once unthinkable. They're giving people who want to return items their money back, but not taking the items back. This is a result of record fuel prices and the supply chain issues. Target, Walmart, Gap, and others say they just have too much inventory and it's costing them a ton of money to store it. So they're saying, here's your money back and just keep whatever you don't want.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So who are the retailers again doing it?
This came from earnings calls.
Okay.
With Wall Street.
All right.
This is official. This is Target, Walmart, Gap, American Eagle, a lot of clothing.
How long is it going to take people to figure that one out?
I don't know.
Pay for it, take it back, tell them you don't like it, get your money back, the product.
Yeah. I've dealt with that quite a bit with small Amazon purchases, little things that they don't want to deal with. It's a small item, you know, a small dollar figure item that they just don't want you to send back. But the larger stuff, they still want you. I assume if you're buying a flat screen TV at, you know,
yeah.
at Target, they're not going to say, just keep the 70-incher there at home. I don't think that's happening. But smaller items, I could see. It's just a hassle. It's just like we have enough of this. It's built into our loss category anyway.
Right.
We might as well just eat it as opposed to paying for it to be shipped back to us and then paying to restock it.
It's just kind of weird to go up to the counter or I'd like to return this. No, you keep it. We'll give you money back too.
You're good. Yeah. Thank you, though.
No kidding.
The Colorado Avalanche were so excited about winning their first championship in two decades, they dropped the Stanley Cup within 5 minutes. Now it has a huge dent in it.
Oh, no. Yeah. But there's a couple of those, right?
Well, the keeper of the cup says this is a record for the shortest time for damaging it. But the cup has a long history of taking a beating. Legend has it that in 1905, a member of the Ottawa Senators drop-kicked it across the canal. In 1962, after the Maple Leafs won, they dropped it in a bonfire. Then the Leafs won again 2 years later, and one player posing for a photo with his kid discovered that the kid had peed in the cup.
In the cup.
Now, remember, people drink out of this.
I saw that. Is it the same cup?
And put their babies in there.
Yeah, I saw that too.
My child has been in that cup.
What?
Felix has been in the Stanley Cup.
How about that?
He was less than a month old when the Blues won their Stanley Cup, and they brought it here to the building. So thank you, Chris Kerber. We brought young Felix down, and he fits in that bowl.
How about
and
that?
And that's a wonderful picture we have. And a cool memory.
Yeah, the
and
Stanley.
And hopefully been cleaned.
Well, yeah. After
well,
he
since
was
1964.
In it, yeah, we wiped it out, yes.
It's also been in Steve Eiserman's shower, strip clubs with Mark Messier, the bottom of Mario Lemieux's pool, the shuttle Atlantis, water skiing behind a speedboat. So lots of places.
We just need to bring it back to St. Louis so we can experience some of that again, no doubt. Coming up, Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler, Senate candidate. She's got some new ads out now in the Senate race. We'll talk to her about that. We'll talk to her about the big Supreme Court decisions this week at around 7:15. Then it is 2A Tuesday. My friend Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com will talk about the gun decision. We'll talk about what's going on in states across the country.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.